Sean Minahan of the Kemper Knights boys basketball team is joining us here on our coaches preview show on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Hey, Coach, great to be catching up with you once again and talking a little bit more about the basketball team.
Thanks for taking the time and just previewing the season. It's exciting.
Season for you guys is going to be starting just after the Thanksgiving break, but you guys have been in open gyms, getting in the gym, getting ready for the season. So just talk to me a little bit about how the offseason has treated you and the team and how the team's doing so far.
You know, we got a lot of guys who've worked really hard this offseason. We returned six of our top eight scorers from last year. There's a lot of confidence and a lot of excitement, you know, in the program.
From the few times you've seen your guys so far, because I know at this point hasn't been a lot of times, you guys are just getting into practicing this week. What improvements have you seen from them so far?
Physical maturity and growth. We had some sophomores that played some pretty big roles for us last year that have worked really hard, gotten a year older, a year stronger, and just kids that have put a lot of time in the gym. Dawson Gifford's a senior who he's kind of taken it upon himself, and then him and Michael Caspar kind of took it upon themselves to not only get a lot of shots up themselves, but get younger guys putting in time, going to the rec during the off season, shooting on their own, just developing their overall game as basketball players. So those two guys kind of set the tone, and we've had a lot of younger guys follow along, so it's exciting.
And I think the great thing about Kemper is that you got a lot of kids who are multi-sport athletes and have seen the success, especially from the football team this year, and what they can really do on the field or on the court or however you want to say it. Talk to me just about the players and the seniors you got here on the court this season.
Well, and Michael's is actually only going to be a junior this year. So, you know, that's exciting. He was actually voted as a captain last year as a sophomore. So it kind of tells you what kind of respect his teammates have for him and the work that he's put in. But Dawson Gifford's kind of, he's the senior that played a big role for us last year. He's played a big role for us the last 2 years. So it's exciting to see his growth and development as a basketball player. He's put in a lot of time, countless hours on his own, developing his game. And then we got other seniors, Tyler Stoke, good, long, athletic basketball player. He's mainly played some JV roles for us. He battled some injury last year with his foot. Kobe Lampman had a really strong JV year for us last year, had some really good games. As he's an undersized post player, but he can step outside and hit the shot. Trevor Ryle is just kind of an ultimate team player where play good defense, hit the open shot. Thomas Steinkamp, great practice player who's going to show up, work hard, and do everything that you ask and help his teammates get better. And then we got Tave Anami, who's going to be going back out this year. Tave's kind of had a rough basketball career. Mm-hmm. He was going to see some time as a freshman a few years ago, and he's just been battling shoulder injuries the last few years, so he wasn't able to go out last year because of shoulder surgery. So it's exciting to have him back out and competing, just have another big athlete out there.
We talked a little bit about last season. You guys, I thought, saw a lot of growth from the year previous to last year. 12-11 overall, so you guys ended above 500. And I really liked how you guys were able to handle late game situations better from the first year I saw you guys to just last year. I mean, just a lot of improvement overall. Talk to me about what parts of the game you're going to really focus on this season. Is it going to be game sense? Is it going to be ball handling? Is it going to be scoring? What's some of those big improvements and focuses we're going to see this season for you guys?
I would say offensively, just ball movement. You know, we've mentioned quite a few guys. One guy that we haven't mentioned was one of our top six. We have two guys that were in our top six last year. Carter Putney, very athletic, kind of do-it-all. He's a guard, but he gets asked to play some inside stuff for us from time to time. He can shoot it, he can drive, he can rebound. Carson Caney, very exciting last year as a small freshman, but he went out there, competed, plays the game with a very high basketball IQ. We're going to have a lot of guys with high basketball IQs out there, so I'm excited to see how those guys are out there. That's going to help us in late game situations this year, but I think ball movement, we're going to have a lot of shooters out there on the basketball court this year. Guys who didn't suit varsity last year, somebody like a Tragan Bider was a very dynamic scorer at the JV level for us last year. Someone like Ben Gherkin, similar role, a cute JV guy last year, could score. And then we have some other younger guys who have a chance to suit varsity that can shoot the basketball as well. So floor spacing, shooting the basketball, energy on defense, playing fast and not trying to conserve energy, because I think this is some of the best depth we've had in a number of years. So I'm very excited about that.
We'll kind of wrap everything up here with two last questions for you here, Coach. We'll talk about the conference and then kind of your first few competitions of the year. Let's start off just with the Hawkeye 10 conference. Much like a lot of the other conferences in this area, just from top to bottom, I mean, a lot of great competition for you guys. What does the competition in the league look like this year?
You know, it should be really good. Teams like Denison, they return a lot. We lost two very, very close games to Denison. The first one was an early game last year where they outcoached us down the stretch and made some adjustments that we didn't adjust well to. That kind of cost us. And then at their place, we had a couple opportunities. It was a very back and forth ball game, and they shot the ball well from the free throw line. So Denison's going to be a top team in the conference. They look pretty good over the summer. They got a nice mix of guards and some size. Lewis Central always puts out a bunch of athletes. Harlan, ton of athletes. I mean, they're in the state championship game again in football. Atlantic's got some nice guards. Red Oak went to the state tournament last year. So it's one of those things where our conference is, there's 11 teams in our conference, and if you don't show up ready to play, 10 of those teams can beat you. So you got to be ready to go every single night.
Finally, you guys are going to get started with regular season competition following the Thanksgiving break. You guys will have the Panorama scrimmage coming up right before the break. And then I think you guys get a really nice test to start off the entire season. Carroll, who's coming off a state tournament appearance. You mentioned Denison's Lush Wig. They beat Denison to get down to the state tournament. Thoughts on that Carroll game and then Carroll just as a team?
I mean, Carroll, they had a very, very senior dominant team last year. They were really fun to watch, just the way they played the game, the way they passed, the way they shot the ball, the way they played defense. From a fan standpoint, it's sad to see those guys go, but from an opposing coach standpoint, it's nice not to have to go against those guys because they were so fun to watch. Coach Beeson does such a great job there that they just reload, and they got other guys come in that can shoot the basketball, that have put in a lot of time just like our kids. And we had, you know, we scrimmaged them a couple of times over summer, and I think we split with them. So it'll be a good battle, and it's going to be an exciting game.
It absolutely will be. Well, Coach, tell you what, thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us here on our preseason interview. We wish you good luck. Have some fun and grow at the Panorama scrimmage, and good luck coming up at Carroll in about 2 weeks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.